From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Heavy gunfire from opposition fighters in the Syrian city of Aleppo was collected by the Turkish agency Anadolu as fighting enters its fifth day. Opposition activists say fighting raged through the night in many neighborhoods. Syria's commercial hub is about 40 miles from neighboring Turkey, which announced today it was closing its border with the country due to the unrest. The move cuts off an important import route for supplies for the Syrian state. Mitt Romney's campaign is denying a controversial, anonymous quote that appeared in a London newspaper this morning. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the controversy popped up just as the candidate arrived in London for the Olympics.
London's Daily Telegraph newspaper quoted anonymous Romney advisors saying, "We are part of an Anglo-Saxon heritage, and he feels that the special relationship is special." That prompted accusations of racism. In a statement, Vice President Biden said the line is beneath a presidential campaign. Obama campaign advisor David Axelrod called it stunningly offensive. Romney Press Secretary Andrea Saul denied the quote. She said it does not reflect the view of Governor Romney or anyone in his campaign. Romney has promised not to attack President Obama while traveling abroad this week. His campaign has announced 6 photo ops in London, but no speeches or news conferences. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Senate leaders have begun debating rival Democratic and Republican plans for extending broad tax cuts next year that are set to expire in January. Democrats want to limit the tax extension to households making less than $250,000 a year. Republicans want to extend the tax cut for everyone. The first vote is expected to come at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. A government safety panel says the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico 2 years ago was due in part to a lack of focus on big safety issues. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports the panel blames both the British Petroleum and federal regulators for poor oversight.
The investigation found that BP and its business partners, as well as government regulators, focused mostly on avoiding personal injuries and lost work time on the oil rig. The U.S. Chemicals Safety Board says the rig operator should have paid more attention to what they call process safety, like checking safety equipment and automatic shutoff systems, such as the one at the wellhead that failed to prevent the BP oil spill. The lack of a big-picture view, they report, meant BP wasn't prepared for a large-scale catastrophic event. The safety board says this safety blind spot is similar to the situation at BP's Texas City refinery, which blew up in 2005 and killed 15 people. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 100 points at 12,717. This is NPR News. Same-sex marriage may soon be legalized in Scotland. Lawmakers say legislation has backing from the major Scottish political parties. When enacted, Scotland could become the first country in the UK to allow same-sex marriages. The UK government has conducted a public consultation on legalizing marriages, and it has the support from Prime Minister David Cameron. Myanmar's opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi has called on her country, which is also known as Burma, to enact legislation protecting the rights of minorities. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Jakarta that it was Suu Kyi's first speech in Parliament since winning her seat in April by-elections.
Speaking from the back of Parliament's main hall, Suu Kyi said that to become a democratic union, Myanmar must have equal rights legislation. She said that this is about more than just preserving ethnic language and customs, but also addressing poverty and ongoing armed conflict. Suu Kyi and her fellow opposition lawmakers are vastly outnumbered by representatives of the ruling party and military. As a dissident, she spoke boldly to Burmese authorities. As a parliamentarian, she has spoken cautiously on the ethnic issue to avoid antagonizing both the government and her constituents. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jakarta.
Former Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is making her first trip abroad since being shot in the head last year. She's touring a particle physics laboratory in Switzerland. Her husband, astronaut Mark Kelly, is being honored for his installation of a $2 billion cosmic ray detector for the Geneva-based European Center for Nuclear Research on the International Space Station. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.